Welcome to the 6th official 3millionyears.co.uk audio boom and podcast. I'm here for your latest mobile comic news, and I've got a few bits of news for you that have been happening over the last few days, and some interesting news coming up right at the end as well. First of all, Dark Horse Digital, after the successful final release of their Dark Horse Digital service online and on as a mobile app on the iPhone and iPad, have already reached 70,000 downloads. That's quite a good number. They have been releasing some free issue ones, as well as free comic book day comics coming from the beginning of the month, which is quite a good idea to get on with those. Also coming up in the news, Eco Comics have been released on the Graphically network on their online and app as well. Eco Comics looking at environmentally friendly comics. I'm sure you can get quite good environmentally friendly comics if you're doing a digital process. No print runs to worry about, ink, etc. So that's also come across quite well. On to the subject of DC Comics. Coming up with the release soon on the Xbox 360 and the like of Arkham City, which is the sequel to the Arkham Asylum. DC have been releasing Arkham City comic series. Added to that, they've also done a digital-only special edition for 59p, which is only available in digital and has its own separate story line compared to the mainstream print comic. Another interesting way of looking at cross-marketing the games and the comics available on there. Also got a link on there for the Comics Alliance have a interview with the creators of the comic, and some quite good choice quotes about the future of digital comics and a couple of creators' thoughts on that. Coming up over on Comixology, they've got Boom Studios Stan Lee titles, Starborn, The Traveller and Soldier Zero. These are available on the Comixology and the Boom Studios app. You can also get free previews of issue ones of all three of those titles, so you can have a look and see what you think of these. They are currently selling up to issue 4 on each comic, which is quite good going, so you can catch up. I think the current comics in print are up to about issue 7. Also, on Stan Lee's been in the news, added to his talk about his cameo on the new Spider-Man movie. But they've also released a Stan Lee standalone app for these comics. What makes this also interesting is that it's been made using a competitor of Comixology, who have produced the Boom Studios app. It's been made by Iverse Media, who do the Archie, Kung Fu Panda, and IDW apps. So a bit of a cross-promotion going across two different distributors there, which is quite interesting. The app itself is free, and then I expect there to be a subscription model or the like on there as well. So that's quite a change to the norm with a company like Boom going across two different platforms. Be interesting to see if any other companies follow suit. If there's any other news, please contact me. You can contact me through the website. There's the contact details on there. I'm available over email, Twitter, and through the contact form on the site. Any news, digital news, or if you've got your own comic that you're going to be releasing digitally on any platform, please contact me. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, thank you very much.